For our GeoQuiz today, we're looking for a city in Tuscany. It's known for its fabrics, its delectable biscotti, and now for its growing Chinese community. City has the second largest Chinese immigrant population in all of Italy. It also has a textile museum, celebrates the city's history as a textile producer as far back as the 12th century. Problem is, many of the old factories and mills are no longer operating, or at least not the way they used to. As a result, there's tension in this textile town in Tuscany. We're going to pay a visit, but first, can you name this Italian city on the Bisenzio River? Okay, now let's go presto to the answer. It is the Italian city of Prato, P-R-A-T-O, in Tuscany. Prato's factories once made some of the best quality woolens in all of Europe. That was before China began producing textiles at a fraction of the cost. As a result, many of Prato's textile factories went bankrupt. Those factories, though, aren't sitting empty. New Chinese-run businesses have moved in, and they operate with a different set of rules. And that's upsetting the balance in the once homogeneous city of Prato. Megan Williams has this report.
A police officer bangs on the door of a small factory on the outskirts of Prato. Inside is a gym-sized room full of sewing machines with makeshift plywood bedrooms slapped up along the walls. About 25 Chinese workers emerge from the cubbyhole bedrooms, startled from being woken up. The police check documents, list health and safety violations, and take those without proper papers down to the station. Everyone else is told to pack up and leave. Raids on sweatshops like this one are increasingly common in Prato. There have been 300 in the past year alone. The man behind the crackdown is Mayor Roberto Cenni. He calls the presence of Chinese immigrants in this city a violent phenomenon. And he says he can't think of one positive thing the Chinese have brought to Prato.
Assolutamente niente, sì, in questi termini delle cose così come sono successe. Anzi,
nothing. They have completely degraded our city. A few Chinese and others are getting rich, while 28,000 Chinese work like slaves. And local people, Italians, who put all their earnings into buying apartments, now see their value plummet because they're surrounded by these factory shacks.
But the crackdown solution isn't so simple. For one thing, Cenni says there are about 3,000 illegal factories, too costly for the city to monitor. There are also too many Chinese immigrants, perhaps as many as 40,000, both legal and illegal. That's about a quarter of Prato's total population. The Chinese aren't just working long factory hours. They've opened clothing shops, gelaterias, and coffee bars. At first, they did contract work for the city's booming fabric industry. When the industry tanked, the Chinese rented the abandoned factories and set up factories of their own, sewing clothes, fast and cheap, ignoring laws and evading taxes, and sending earnings back to China. Even so, the friction between Italians and Chinese in Prato didn't develop overnight.
I mean, the Chinese, they were not disturbing, they were always paying them bills, they're working day and night, so it was beautiful, I mean, it's fantastic.
Carlo Longo is a textile company owner and the head of Prato's Chamber of Commerce. He says at first, Chinese immigrants simply impressed with their hard work, and they focused their business on low-end clothing, not the high-end fabrics produced by Prato's Italian textile companies. The problem, he says, is social.
The lifestyle, the way of cooking, the way of dealing with food, with waste, with everything, it's different. And they pick up fish in the river, even if it's forbidden, and they hang it on the terrace to dry. I mean, can you imagine what it is if you're a neighbor to that? And then they have a different timetable. They work in the night and they sleep during the day, or they do other things during the day. In the morning, there's nobody around. Chinese are never around. They work in the night.
We have to see the whole context. So these Chinese came because someone called them Italian customers.
That's Marco Wong. He runs a food distribution business in Italy.
These are products from the Philippines and...
Wong is something of an anomaly here, a second-generation Chinese raised and educated in nearby Florence. He's tried to bring the two sides closer together. He publishes a monthly magazine in Chinese and Italian and ran for Prato City Council without any hope of getting elected. He says Prato has done little to integrate the Chinese and says concern about Chinese companies evading taxes ignores the obvious.
Most of Italians do not pay taxes. This is Italian reality. And Chinese, in a sort of way, have learned very well the lesson, and they are using the same tricks that Italians use.
Provincial councillor Eduardo Nesi agrees there's hypocrisy on the part of Italians. He says the Chinese have provided a much-needed cash infusion into Prato.
Because when they pay the rent of the buildings where they work, they give a substantial amount of money to the city, which is something that nobody wants to talk about, because some of them are given, you know, under the table.
Nancy has reached out to these Chinese, but he's genuinely at a loss at what to do to improve relations, because he says most Chinese themselves have no interest in Italian society.
Many Chinese entrepreneurs, they don't seem to want to integrate. They never ask for political representation. They never ask for rights, never ask for anything. And this is illogical. You know, if you are an immigrant and you come here, you have to need something.
Well, it's illogical if you're planning on making your future here. It's not illogical if you're planning on coming for 10 years.
Okay, then I make another question. What is the interest of Prato in a community that is full of people that want to stay 10 years, make money, and then leave? Why these should be something that Prato should, in a way, help?
Some, like Marco Wong, see a vicious circle. They point out that part of the problem is Prato's refusal to reach out, and that until the city makes an effort, its Chinese community won't see a future here. For The World, I'm Megan Williams in Prato.